The parents of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl issued a statement through social media today. Bob and Jenny thanked the people who have supported them for nearly 5 years as they waited for their son to be freed from Taliban captivity. Correspondent Jessica Robinson reports that Bergdahl's broad network of online supporters continue to back the POW amidst a raging debate about whether Bergdahl deserted.
Michael Gere was just 13 when he heard about Bo Bergdahl. The teen from Southern California launched a social media campaign in 2012 to raise awareness about the POW. Last week, the teen's father took to Facebook to say he was disgusted by the barrage of negative comments on his son's page. And they're not the only people who have very quickly gone from trying to get Bergdahl's name in the news to defending him. Buster Hickam is a member of a Georgia chapter of Rolling Thunder, a POW-MIA awareness group. Hickam has distributed about 250,000 Bo Bergdahl armband since 2010.
Do we know the information that we have today? Yes, most certainly. None of the things that the people are saying today is a surprise.
Hickam, a retired Army First Sergeant, says he will continue his support until the Army determines Bergdahl committed a crime. Over the weekend, reports surfaced that the FBI was looking into death threats against the Bergdahls, though Hickam says those aren't the first threats Bergdahl's parents have received during their son's captivity. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.